Sessionable.
Welcome everyone to Sessionable. I'm joined here by the Sydney Beer Week team from Dave's. How are you going, guys?
Good.
Hey. Good, man.
Hey. So first of all, tell us about yourselves and who is this team that is running Sydney Beer Week now?
Yeah, thanks, Adrian. I'll take this. Well, I'm Dave. For those who don't know me, the listeners who don't know me, I'm part of Dave's Travel and Events Group, which owns Dave's Brewery Tours, Dave's Pubs and Dave's Events, Dave's Pub Walks.
A great sponsor as well, Dave.
And a sponsor of podcasts. So, and it's great to be back here, Adrian. Thank you. And we've got myself... We've got Liam, aka Mr. Craft Beer Week. Craft Beer.
Stop this,
2016.
Please.
We'll never drop it.
Ben and Esco from a newly part of our minted Sydney Beer Week team.
Yep.
And Shauna Mully, one of the co-owners of Dave's Events.
Yo.
And so, look, me, I won't bore everyone with me. I started a beer tourism business about 3 years ago, and it's grown into a group of businesses that are focused on beer, travel and event experiences. And a part of that is Sydney Beer Week.
Awesome. Well, I guess that's me next. And hopefully for the five listeners that we have would know who I am as well. But yeah, Liam. So yeah, besides my night exploits as a podcaster and booze drinker, I actually do some work every now and again. And I do it with Dave, Dave's Brewery Tours and Dave's Events. And now newly formed GM and venue liaison of Sydney Beer Week.
And still Mr. Craft Beer.
He liked it so much he bought the festival.
Well, the official word is I'm giving myself the Lifetime Achievement Award this year. So, yeah.
Feels like a lifetime.
It does. and we got Shauna.
Hey, so I'm Shauna. My business card says that I'm the festival producer, so I must be producing something. But no, really, I come from a bit of a varied background in organising festivals and events. I am the owner of Dave's Events, along with Liam and Dave, and we roll out a bunch of really cool events, both to corporates and to consumers, bringing really great craft beer out to or outside of their own environment and to the people. So we're just taking that mentality and extending it into Beer Week. And I will be keeping an eye on the timelines and all of the boys in line.
And the spreadsheets.
And the spreadsheets. Yeah.
And I'm Ben. I'm the partnership and comms guy for the team. My background is really old tourism, food and drink. So I grew up working in hospitality, spent a long time working for Tourism Australia, Destination New South Wales. So heavily rooted in the tourism space. Spent 7 years in London, which is where I think I earned my beer credentials because I certainly drank enough to at least think I know something about it. And, just have known Dave for a couple of years, and we always wanted to work together, and this seemed like a great chance to come and spread the love.
Cool. So it was announced late last year that Dave's Events took over Sydney Craft Beer Week. Why did you decide to take it on?
Gluttons for punishment. Yeah,
great question, Adrian. And we'd been an event holder or an event owner for Sydney Beer Week, Sydney Craft Beer Week for the previous 2 years. So we were running tours, buses, and walking tours.
A really good walking tour.
Good walking tour. Yeah, hosted by you. And so we were having our own. We had our own experience of the festival as an event holder and also as a consumer. So, like everyone who loves beer in Sydney, we were making the most of it and getting out there and seeing as much as we could of the beer scene throughout the week. And I guess we had our own views of what the potential for the festival could be and should be and what we could do with it, like most people would have, I'm assuming. You know, I'm sure there's a part of the beer community out there that thinks that they can do a festival pretty well. And so we were like them. We thought, yep, what can we do? And getting to know Joel and his team, especially Yvette, through having our own events, we started having more conversations around the direction of the festival and the long-term view of it. And it sort of led down the path of a few discussions, offline discussions, informal discussions with Joel over a beer about where he thought, where he wanted to go with it, until sort of early part of 2016, those discussions stepped up. We did originally have a plan to sort of, I guess, take it over and complete the transaction around the ownership of the festival at the back end of last year's festival, and be able to be in a position to make an announcement as part of the festival. But as these things often do, they take a bit longer than expected. And I think it was the end of last year, from memory. We basically finalised the deal with Joel and the team for us taking it on from this year. Why did we take it on? I guess we took it on because it's in our pedigree. It's in our, I hate to use those wanky terms, but it is in our DNA. We've built a group of businesses that are around people that are really passionate about showcasing and highlighting our local beer scene. And so taking on the festival just seemed like a natural extension of that intent and that focus of our group of businesses and our people. And so it seemed natural until we did the deal, and I then raced down after having, closing the deal with Joel and shaking hands and then running down to the pub with John and Liam and go, oh, shit, this is what we've just done. So, you know, there's definitely been a lot of nights of thinking, oh, shit, what have we done? And that's based around, I guess, a real strong intent to deliver a really world-class festival. Like all these things, there's a commercial imperative that goes behind any of these things, and we don't hide behind any fact that there's a business behind the festival. We can't hide behind that because, quite frankly, my house is riding on this thing, as long as it does for the rest of the group of our businesses. And we've got confidence that we can deliver something in partnership with the industry, government, consumers, and the wider beer, I guess just the wider community, to put on a really good festival. So I guess long story short, or answering your question, Adrian, it just seemed like the right thing to do for us. And it was helped along, and I'm pretty happy to say, I was helped along by a lot of third parties inside the local industry, like inside the beer industry and the hospitality industry, coming to us and suggesting that we were probably the right place or the best place to be able to do it, and really putting their weight behind our decision and giving us the confidence that it was the right thing to do. So time will tell. You know, we're working pretty damn hard to get things in place. But yeah, it's exciting, scary, but there's more excitement than fear at this stage.
Coming from you, yeah. I think the other thing to add to that as well is, especially when we found out that Joel wasn't going to take the festival any further, and we didn't want to see it die. I think Sydney needs to have a beer festival.
Yeah, definitely.
And then it came to the point, well, you know, that was the question, is are we the right people to do it? It was like, someone's got to do it, so I think we can do it and not screw it up, so why don't we do it? Like, yeah.
So is there any kind of... The time that Joel had as festival director and his team running Craft Beer Week, are there like any lessons you took away from that or any strengths that you want to build on from that time?
Yeah, I think, look, we still have a very close relationship with Joel and Yvette, and we've spent a lot of time and we'll continue to spend a lot of time, and they're being a great knowledge base for us. And I can remember one specific meeting sitting down with Joel and basically just him lying out what a year in the festival is, and Dave and I just sitting there really doe-eyed frantically scribbling down notes. But yeah, look, there's a lot of things that they've wanted to do that just didn't have the chance to do yet. They see a lot of opportunities they had that they just didn't have the time or resources to commit to. We still have those discussions, and I still email or chat to Joel on a weekly basis, and he's still being a great help to, because the passion's still there for him. He just physically couldn't do it himself anymore.
Yeah, and I think that's it's an important point. We've purchased the festival and the rights to run the festival, but alongside of that, we've inherited a great deal of IP and information and data, and also support from Joel and the team. We've swapped out the majority of the team, so the technical team and the design elements of the previous festivals. And we did that because the way we want to run the festival, we have one of the key differences between the previous festival and ours is we operate it out of a business that is ours. So we have a team of people, we have a physical location, and our team, our technical team and our design team come in and spend time with us. They physically spend a dedicated period of time each week working on the festival. And that means we get a lot of face time as a group, and it means we're able to deliver what we want, as opposed to everyone, you know, expressing or providing a lot of goodwill, but only being able to work on something part-time. And I think that's the biggest shift that we want to be able to provide to it is stepping up the level of resources that are provided in support of the festival. And one of those resources, and a really important resource, is Joel himself. So he's on a deal for the next 4 years to provide a technical support for us, or input and give us some insight into previous festivals, so that we can make the best decisions. We're not here to say that we're going to be the greatest and the best from day one. We probably won't be, but we're going to give it as best shake as we possibly can. And a big part of that is relying on previous festival owners to be able to help us through.
Speaking of shaking things up, there have already been a few changes to Beer Week.
Well, it's now called Beer Week.
What's now called Sydney Beer Week. It used to be called Sydney Craft Beer Week. Can you talk us through that change and what the reasoning behind that was?
Yeah, absolutely, Adrian. Look, I guess the four of us, we come from quite diverse, different backgrounds. We've all got a great love for beer. Some of us have been doing it at that level a lot longer than others. But
why are you looking at me for, Ben?
Well, no reason, Liam. But I guess the one thing we've all got in common is that we really think that there's an opportunity for more people to share in the joy that is good or great beer, and we think we've hopefully got the skills and resources to help get that message out to more people across Greater Sydney. So really what we're about is you know, curating and activating a festival that brings in more of Greater Sydney or all of Greater Sydney and is more inclusive than exclusive. And what do I mean by that? It just means that if you're in Parramatta and there might be an event on near you on a Wednesday night that you can get to, which you might not have been able to get to something on the Lower North Shore or the eastern suburbs. So we're really about trying to work with anyone who's interested in learning more about beer and really promoting it as an integral part of Sydney's culture. So that, I guess, leads to the rebrand that you're referring to. We spoke to a lot of people, both in the beer industry and outside of the beer industry, beer festivals overseas, people in tourism, the media, and really, I guess, had a good long think about the current brand of the festival and where we wanted to take it. And I guess we took the opportunity with the new team to just start from scratch. Obviously, the previous brand did a great job over the first 6 years of the festival to get it to where it is today. But we decided that if we really want to make a go of it and take it to the next level in our eyes, that we needed to start afresh from that. So, you know, given that Sydney's got a status as an alpha city, as Dave would say, we really wanted to get some of the icons of the city into the new logo. Obviously, there's been a name change as well, which Liam will talk about. But it's really just about establishing Sydney Beer Week's space on Sydney's event festival and the Australian international beer festival scene going forward.
And iconic or well constructed and managed festivals are a big part of our travel economy. You know, yep. Travel and tourism is being touted by the government as the next big thing, and so Sydney deserves a world class beer festival. And with that, when you go and talk to state or federal government tourism bodies, you know that what they're interested in is heads in beds, right? They want people to come and spend money, travel money, tourism dollars in Sydney. Now, to go to them and say, "Well, we've got a little itty bitty beer festival," they say, "Yeah, cool, no problems. We might list you on a website." To be able to really get some support, some meaningful support, it means that we have to, I guess, act like a big city with a big festival or a big festival in a big city. And that's how, and we saw that opportunity, and advice that we were given from lots of different fronts was it was really a perfect opportunity to rebrand it and use, as Ben said, some of those Alpha City icons in our marketing and in our logo especially to be able to put it on that world stage, to be able to help achieve some of that heads in beds objectives around getting more people into Sydney. So whilst we're about definitely getting great beer to more people in the greater Sydney and New South Wales and the country, we also want people getting on planes and coming down to Sydney for the festival because it's a great festival.
Yeah, and the only way that we're going to do that is by maintaining a focus on local and regional and, you know, the support of the existing industry. Yeah, we'll be going out to more people and trying to go further and wider, but it's really important that the core values of the festival aren't really changing.
So have you been talking a bit to the government about supporting the festival? Have you already done that, or is that on the cards?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've got a great relationship with Destination New South Wales and many of the councils around Sydney. So we'll continue that conversation. There's quite a few programs going on within the state government at the moment, which we're consulting to them on. So we're in a good space that we've got connections with the right people. It's just our job, I guess, to show them value for their support. And that's not something that'll happen overnight, but we're aiming to build it with them.
It's a very, very long road.
It is. But if we can crack it, it's worth it.
Yeah, so one of the big changes was dropping Craft from the name Sydney Craft Beer Week to Sydney Beer Week. I mean, do you feel that the conversation these days around beer isn't necessarily about craft anymore? It's about just beer in general? Is that the signal that you're trying to send?
I think that's pretty much it, Adrian. It's like, I mean, for me, 6 years ago, 7 years ago when the festival started, we needed a craft beer festival. It was all about showing what's different about it. And I think the craft beer industry or independent beer industry or whatever you want to call it, or just the beer industry has changed a lot in 7 years. When you can start to see awesome local Sydney breweries producing really nice lagers, which no one would do. You wouldn't touch a lager with a 10-foot pole 7 years ago. Well, you couldn't because you didn't have the space, but... And you just wouldn't do it because that's what the big boys do. It's just we're seeing that that merging of big beer and small beer coming just to being beer. You know, I get to drink in great local pubs like the Henson or the Forest Lodge Hotel. And I like it when I shamefully have mates who don't like the same beer that I do. And if my mate Jason wants to sit and have a Reshes while I have a Blood Orange IPA or whatever it is, that we can sit there and it's not like, well, you draw a line between the two. We're just both drinking beers, and that's, I think, where the festival... That's where we want to take the festival. I think that's just where the beer scene is going in general. So that's... Yeah, it's just about a conversation about beer. And for me, it's all about just getting the next generation of good beer drinkers into drinking beer and getting them into these great venues that we want to highlight and drinking these great beers that we want to highlight. So if that's something that's going to make it a little bit more accessible to someone who's... has got their toe in the water and wants to really go knee deep, then if that's what it takes, then I think that's awesome. But we're just seeing, I think you can see it across the industry, and I feel a bit like I really feel we've made the right choice when you see things like, you know, CBIA announcing that they're not going to be called CBIA anymore. They're going to drop the name Craft out of it. So if our industry body is dropping Craft out of it, I think we've made the call to drop Craft before we knew that, but that sort of...
Did they copy you in that?
I doubt it. I doubt they've even noticed, but if we've made it easier for them, then great. I think that's awesome.
And part of our research was looking at some other great beer festivals and events around the world, and you know, there's still craft beer festivals, and there probably will always be, but there's some of the leading festivals and events around the world don't have any designation. It's just a beer festival. You know, this is where it's evolving to. We've got some other great festivals and events in Australia that don't have craft as a designator. So I've had a couple of debates, I suppose, with people and we've seen a few comments online, and I just can only put it down to one word. It's like evolution. It's like, yeah. This is where we're evolving.
How has the feedback been in general about the changes?
There'll always be negativity, and that's cool. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. We've had a couple of questioning comments or negative or not negative. Some comments that have suggested that we've done it because we're getting on our hands and knees to the big boys or, you know, the non-craft or non-independent brewers or retailers for money, and it's just a big cash grab. Well, whoever wants to write that can come around to our office next Monday and we'll show them the P&L and see.
I'm doing the budget at the moment. I can show you to you right
see
now.
How much this, see how much we really make out of this festival because, yeah, it's a huge cash grab. So, you know, there's been a couple of those. But interestingly, at the same time, a lot of industry people, a lot of venue people have actually came to us. It was only last week. You know, we're sitting there having a beer at a place and one brewer, one rep and one venue owner and the brewer is an owner of his beer brand, actually said to us, thank Christ you dropped the craft. And their view was the same. It's like, well, this is where this whole thing's going at the moment. And, you know, and yesterday when the CBA announcement was made, you know, it was, we sort of, Liam and I looked at each other and went, well, you know, there's your answer to your negative comment, you know, to any negative comments. You know, we're not doing this as a cash grab. We wouldn't be that. That's not in our nature.
I think also, you know, we are outside of BeerWork, we're a group of businesses who exist within and are set up to support the beer space in Australia. So, you know, none of this was done on a whim and it was done with a lot of careful consideration for how it would affect various venues, brewers, and ultimately how it would affect our business as well. So, of course, it wouldn't have been in our interest for the sake of some sort of some dollars in the bank in the form of partnerships or sponsorships. It was really carefully considered.
Yeah, and I think even more importantly, the core of the value and whatever people think that craft means in their own head hasn't changed. Like the name's changed, the market's changed, that the industry's certainly changing, and you know, like Dave said, we're getting feedback from the brewers that, you know, they like this direction. So I think it's a good sign that, you know, we are moving in the right direction, and overwhelmingly the majority of comments have been very supportive.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're still going to be featuring the same quality of beer.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you're just being more inviting to the perhaps non-craft beer drinkers.
I think I guess amongst the people in this room, I'm perhaps the person with, you know, I love beer, I always have. I grew up in pubs and drinking rushes and twoies at university. But, you know, I'm probably the person with the least craft beer experience or drinking background. And I'd say that, you know, this time a couple of years ago, I wouldn't have known there was this entire industry out there. And it was only because I came across these guys working on an event that I even, you know, I was even aware of it. And now I'm involved in a business that is putting on a massive festival in the city. So I think for me, it's about education, and it's actually about, you know, bringing this amazing product and these incredible venues to people who are switched on enough to know that they, you know, what they like, and they love food and they love wine and they love beer, but they just don't know what's out there. So it's about just opening that up and making it more inclusive.
And at the same time, you know, recognising that there's the hardcore beer fans and they want some hardcore beer fan events, and there will definitely be those. You know, it's it'd be stupid not to.
If anyone's got any doubt that there's not going to be hardcore beer nerd things, like, I think I'm probably one of the biggest hardcore beer nerds of all time. So if you think we're going to let that happen on my watch, you've got another thing coming.
What's the direction ultimately that you want to take Beer Week? You know, what's the objective of taking over the festival? And
I guess I'll start with that because, as I said, I'm the newest to this scene, if you like, and that's why it's really inspired me to get involved in it. We obviously have a lot of history. We have a lot of work and a lot of really strong foundations that have been built by Joel and his team already. So we're taking that. We're working with them. We're working with the industry to look at what they need as much as what we know that consumers need now and what they're going to need in the future. What we've already talked about is the fact that we'd like to expand the festival outside of the inner city, the inner west, and there is already in many emails and communications been a lot of interest from regional areas. So, you know, far as Newcastle down to Wollongong, out into the Hills districts, Bankstown, Penrith, the whole works. And there's people who are really crying for us to help to build events that that service those areas. So, you know, that gives us a lot of confidence that we've made the right decision in, you know, in, you know, potentially dropping the craft to make it more accessible. And some of those events may not be as super nerdy and super, super high end as they might be here in the Inner West, but it's about starting somewhere. So that's definitely a direction that we want to take. And as I said before, a lot of this is education. It's educating people. There is this great industry and these great venues, and that you can be comfortable walking into a brewery and feeling like you belong there, even if you're not a Liam or an Adrian or a Dave for that matter. So it's about bringing really good beer to people. That sounds really cliched, but that's absolutely what it's all about.
So how much, so you have a event and festival background, how much of that did you take from especially from the non-beer festivals and events that you've had experience with, how much of that have you taken in and brought to your approach?
I guess a lot of the way I've tried to apply that background, and the guys give me a lot of grief for being the spreadsheet queen, but someone, as I said, needs to keep everyone in line. It does come back to looking at our resources. It comes back to looking at where we need to channel our energies in order to grow the festival. And, you know, taking a step back from that, to make it really successful this year based on what we know of what's happened previously. And I guess to answer the question, it comes down to a lot of logistics understanding. It comes down to, you know, really knowing where to build partnerships. It is a pretty strong focus for us this year to go out and form partnerships as opposed to just scouring companies for sponsorship dollars, because it is a collaborative effort. So, you know, those sorts of things that come from a corporate or a commercial world, we're looking to put into place to just, you know, grow the event for the greater good. And I'll keep writing these guys' asses the whole way through.
And, like, you know, what do we want from it? We want to be able to make sure that there's at least nine days of the year that the four of us can go and get a beer somewhere.
Yeah, we don't do that enough.
We got a lot in the fridge. But yeah. Just back a little bit about what Shauna was saying about extending the reach of the festival. We also see ourselves or the festival playing a bit of a part of being able to get some of the beers into a wider footprint, you know, where they may not be servicing certain areas, you know, generally through, you know, wholesale or retail presence. The festival is a great opportunity for, you know, a venue out at Whoop Whoop to be able to say, well, yeah, for that 1 week a year, I am going to open up a couple of my taps. I am going to have a special event, and connecting, and that's Liam's core role as the venue liaison, is to be able to say, well, yeah, cool, we can put you together with Brewer A with Venue X, and hopefully get a different relationship going that may not exist in the normal day-to-day world that the brewers are living in.
Yeah, and we'd absolutely love it if any listeners out there have a local that they want to tap on the shoulder, and just encourage them to get in touch with Liam to talk about what events that they could work with us on, because it's a real key focus for us to get more people involved, anyone who's interested, really.
And I think the other really important part of what we're trying to do here is set up a system and a process where we're not leaving businesses or venues to their own devices. You know, we encourage people to reach out to us, and, you know, all you need is an idea and we can help you to do the rest. So it's not about just having a concept and then, you know, going off on your own to make that work. You know, we have a team here with really strong backgrounds and strong connections who can help you to do it. So
really big picture-wise, you talked about extending the reach of Sydney Beer Week. Are you thinking statewide eventually, or...?
Adrian, you're too nice for me to lie to you. if we can add value, if we can deliver something, and there is a need to have a statewide beer festival, and we can coordinate that, or we can create partnerships to deliver something like that, yeah, absolutely. Why not? You know, I guess it's like everything that we've done so far in our group of businesses. It's like, well, why not? Let's have a go and give it our best shot, and hopefully it turns out all right. So, yes.
I think at this stage, let's just do a good Sydney festival.
Absolutely.
I mean, obviously, take baby steps, but at the same time, you gotta have.
It's not like the world domination plan for next year. But it's if it's the right thing to do, and we feel that we're the best people to do it, then maybe, for sure.
Yeah, and we were, you know,
We think it's a platform so that we can help showcase more regional New South Wales beers in Sydney during the week, and if there's other opportunities for us to showcase more Sydney breweries in regional centres outside of Beer Week or at other times of the year, whatever we can do really to help spread more great beer people to more great beer to more people.
It's like when it got announced that we'd take over running the festival, it was really nice to have regional brewers, New South Wales regional brewers, Texas, and go, it's great you guys involved. You've really got to help look after us little guys who are a bit quiet and not sitting in the West. And it is something that we wanted to do, and it's great to see them saying that. So I think for us, anything that features a regional brewery or is in a regional area is always going to get preference.
We'll be incentivized.
And not saying that we'd disregard everything else, but that's something that we will do the best that we can to make sure that that happens and goes well as well.
So, Liam, is that like part of your role, is to kind of encourage maybe the breweries and venues that haven't really been participating in the past beer weeks to be more active?
100%. And they're already coming out and saying, hey, we've never done something before. I've had venues that go, look, my taps are contracted to X, but I still want to do something. And it's like, cool, I can help you work within.
Can work with that.
We can work with X, and we can do that. Like, there is, do you want me to, I can bring someone down from there, or, you know, or look, I run a revolving restaurant in Blacktown. Sweet, come on down. That's awesome. I never knew there was one. Let's go. Like, yeah. So it is. And like, you know, these next couple of weeks and what I've been doing this week is literally just going around and sitting down with venue holders and going, what do you need? And it's, some of them are already like, bang, this is what I've got. This is what I'm doing. I've got X to spend on this, blah, blah, blah. And like, you don't need me. You're great.
You're sorted.
Let me know when you're ready. And then other ones are like, let's, you know, who do you want to work with? What beers have you got at the moment? What beers do your customers like? Let's work around that. So, yeah.
The other thing that's really important to us is, so we've spoken a bit about the beer brands and the breweries and venues, is the other bit is, we really want the festival to enable the best of the beer community or for people to get involved with the beer community. We've had a few people contact us directly and offer to help out during the festival and get involved. And that's been really cool. And, you know, we'd put the call out there and we will put the call out there again via social and other channels as it gets closer to the festival. But, you know, if someone is out there and wants to get involved, whether it's pouring beers at the gala or helping us with design or doing some logistics or, you know,
building
whatever.
Building Shauna
spreadsheets. Yeah, helping Shauna build her spreadsheets and look up tables and stuff like that. You know, anyone who wants to put their hand up and get involved, you know, at this stage, this, you know, it's volunteering with a bit of kind and goodwill thrown in, and, you know, there's tickets to events and beers and the beer economy will kick in. But, you know, we just want to be able to enable as many people as possible to get involved. So if that's a beer into a venue into beer, or it's people that just want to be able to say that they're part of the community, an active part of the community beyond being a consumer, well, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, I think really, like, you know, it's the four of us sitting here putting this festival together, but it's not our festival.
It's
Sydney's festival, right? And if you live in Sydney or you want to be in Sydney for that week or whenever and you want to get involved and help, we can definitely make that happen, I think.
Awesome. You guys have any last words for the audience before we wrap up?
I think we kind of said it, but if you're a venue and you want to do something, shout out. Just hit me up at liam@sydneybeerweek.com.au. If you're a punter and you want your local to do it, dob them in and I'll come and hassle them. If you want to get involved, do it.
When do registrations and...
Registrations are at the end of this month.
Yep.
So there's going to be some communications coming out that very soon, probably before this podcast comes out. Mm-hmm. But it's very soon. And so if you're a venue, start thinking about what you want to be doing for your event. If you need some help, I'm right here. If you need like moral support, I'll just send Dave to
give you a hug.
Give you a hug.
How about what's the dates for the festival this year?
Oh yeah, we should probably talk about that.
Yeah.
20 to 29 October.
20 to 29 October.
Put your annual leave in now.
Yeah. Awesome. Get your leave in. Yeah.
Need a month off.
Yeah.
3 weeks recovery.
You know, I used to always say, like back when I was working in bottle shops, I remember just being a punter for Beer Week. And I remember like doing a whole week where I thought I was doing a really good job because I was partying till like heaps late at night, going to work in the morning. And I remember it being the Friday and I had the weekend off and I was like leaning on the counter at work going like, oh, it's been such a hard week, you know, like really put my yards in. And then the boss has just walked down and is like, Liam, you've done nothing all week. Next year, you're taking the week off work. Like, yeah, sweet.
And this year you're just going to be working. Just absolutely trading.
I don't have a choice now, do I?
Well, yeah, it was a group decision. It wasn't mine.
I guess just the other message, I guess we've got lots of exciting things in the plans and we'll be releasing that information in the coming months. So just for everyone, obviously, just stay tuned to our Facebook and Instagram for updates.
Awesome.
But also, if you've got some ideas, it's not too late. We can still, if someone's out there and they want to do something really cool, it doesn't have to be an event. If they've got a rad idea, we're not that precious that we'll say, no, we've got this covered. We'll listen to you for sure.
We're rad beer, rad ideas central, I think.
Rad ideas. Yeah.
We got the wall of rad ideas. So.
Wow.
Yeah, wow indeed.
I don't know what else to say. Thank you for joining us, everyone.
Thanks for having us, man.
It's been weird being on this side of the podcast, but I like it.
Sober. Also, thanks for sponsoring the show.
And also to the Imperial Hotel Paddington.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the Imperial Hotel for having us today. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Adrian.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing you soon and at Sydney Beer Week.
Sweet. Cheers.
Cheers.
Dave will buy you a beer.
Awesome.